Blog Talk Radio.
This week, let me get to the top of the page. Anna von Reitz gave quite a long update, which some of you will have read, but I'd like to cover on this show for some of the people that haven't seen it or been able to grasp basically what it's been said. This was sent to Joseph Dunford, care of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon in Washington. It was also sent to the Board of Governors, World Bank, IBRD, IMF, and the Board of Directors of the same people, also in Washington, D.C. Final notice of commercial obligation lien, World Bank, IBRD/IMF. As of January 2016. You are in receipt of our final notice referenced above. We have received no answer to our 5 claim assertions from Karen Hulis in her position as a trustee for the so-called Global Debt Facility, but have received complaints via internet claiming that we didn't notify you prior to the final notice. In fact, we have given you and your franchises nearly 3 years of due process, up to and including the final notice of commercial and administrative default as of February the 3rd, 2014, and a final judgment and civil orders April the 11th, also 2014, issued to the State of Alaska and Joseph Everhart, Regional President of Wells Fargo, amongst others responsible as agents. Ms. Hudis also claimed that we don't have standing. That's a laugh coming from here. When in fact we already have established standing as a matter of record with the Vatican Chancery Court 2010 and provided due process notice of our standing to Queen Elizabeth II and her registered agents for the past 2 years, and to the corporate managers of the IMF doing business as United States Inc., all capitals, and its various state franchises since 2011. I'll repeat that again. The IMF doing business as the United States Inc., all capitals, and its various state capitals franchises since 2011. There is absolutely no doubt that we have revoked any presumed election of political status apart from that of our birthright. We have formally declared that this is being so, the only ones having first-hand knowledge of the facts and our intentions, that we stand on the land jurisdiction in the United Colonies of America